पिपरे राम रसम रसने पिपरे राम रसम पिपरे राम रसम रसने पिपरे राम रसम पिपरे राम रसम रसने पिपरे राम रसम पिपरे राम रसम जनन मरण भय शोक विदूरम जनन मरण भय शोक विदूरम जनन मरण भय शोक विदूरम सकल शास्त्र निगमागम सारम जनन मरण भय शोक विदूरम सकल शास्त्र निगमागम सारम सकल शास्त्र निगमागम सारम सकल शास्त्र निगमागम सारम पिपरे राम रसम रसने पिपरे राम रसम पिपरे राम रसम शुद्ध परमहंस आश्रम गीतम शुद्ध परमहंस आश्रम गीतम शुद्ध परमहंस आश्रम गीतम शुक शौनक कौशिक मुख पीतम शुक शौनक कौशिक मुख पीतम शुक शौनक कौशिक मुख पीतम पिपरे राम रसम रसने पिपरे राम रसम पिपरे राम रसम राम रसम राम रसम
I sang this song using the same notes, but I did a lot of changing. Now, most of the time, you may have seen me putting the beat like any other song, music. We also have the beat. And it all goes by the counting. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. For the 8 notes, you have 8 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2. So keep going. And there are some songs you go by 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. For some other songs, there's a different beat. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2. It takes a lot of practice. Especially when you start singing, you forget the song when you remember the beat, and when you remember the beat and you forget the song. And it takes years and years of practice. And I have started singing ever since I was 10 years old. Because we both come from a musical family, which helps us a lot. So naturally, our children are interested in it. And now our daughter, she is just learning the dance. And some of you may have seen the dance yesterday. Those who didn't get a chance, you will get it to see it today. Because she is going to dance.
See, the dance again... It has got this raga, basic raga, and then it goes the thala, and then many instruments. We have got a stringed instrument, percussion, various kinds. Usually the dance has got about 6 or 7 parts. It's called Bharatanatyam, called the dance written by an author called Bharata. Usually the dance starts what we call an invocation, a prayer. The dancer starts with the prayer he prays to the god and to the elders of the family and the teacher, so that her performance will be good. And again, the whole dance is based like a flower blooming. The invocation, that means the flower is just in the bud. And then it becomes very complicated, very descriptive dance. Then the flower is fully blown. And in the end, the flower is plucked and offered to the god. See, that is the whole basis of the dance. The six or seven dances will take about 3 hours, usually, and it can be performed by one or many, performers, depending upon their ability and technique. So she will dance today, starting with the invocation, and during the invocation, she will give you a certain sound, like ta, ti, thom. So that will give the audience what type of melody or the raga she is going to use it. And then she will give you certain expression by the face and also the hand, and which gives the audience the elocution of the music. The music will give you what the answer is saying. For example, a flower is showing like that, the hand, the leg, and then, the god is showing like this. And, there are many type of hand symbols and expression. So this expression she will show and then dance the music. That's the basic dance. And also the costume, probably some of you saw yesterday, this is not a typical costume with a lot of jewelry and hand-woven silk costumes. But she will show you. But since there is no accompaniment to us, we have taped. But the music is done by Jaya, my wife. Okay? Thank you. Usually the training for music or dance starts very early. And usually, like all other countries, to know music and dance is a plus, especially in the marriage market. If a boy or a girl knows music or dance, you might know that most of our marriages are all arranged, and it's a very great plus. If a girl or a boy knows music or dance, it's a great plus in the marriage market. And so, especially young girls, they will learn dance and music from the mother or uncle or any other, elderly person. And so you have sometime the family for generation, they will keep the type of music. See, for example, we come from a village called Palakkad, and her and our family, we have a system of music. It's called style. It's known as Palakkad style. So like that you have, Bombay style, depending upon the family from which town they are coming from. So that's how most of these things have not been changed for the last about 4,000 years. And we still keep the tradition. That's what, the Florida Life Folk Life Program is all about. We have to keep up our tradition. Maybe we can improve it, but keep up our tradition. Now, I or my wife will be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Sir, so if you just hold on for just a few minutes, we're going to get started.
Testing, okay, thank you. Thank you, Loretta, for nice introduction. And we, ladies and gentlemen, will try to bring you Ukrainian dances and Ukrainian music, which we are a group in St. Petersburg, Ukrainian American Association, is really proud and gladly present this to you today, this afternoon. Our group is really small, but very enthusiastic. And to present this to you, we are thanking for Florida Folk Festival Committee and Florida State Department for giving us this opportunity to bring this to you. First dance is called Introduction Dance, really. It is a dance, a Ukrainian custom to greet people greet friends, greet visitors when they come in with the salt and bread. And ladies and girls are entering the stage, everyone holding a Ukrainian embroidered towel, and one girl is holding a bread and salt, so that nobody will leave here this afternoon hungry, at least symbolically. So here's the first dance introduction. Songs are called Sonce Nizhenko, with the sun is setting, and next song is called Zazvenimo, or Let's Ring. So let me say a few words what the words mean, so you can understand at least the meaning of it. The first song, Sun is Setting, is a love song. It begins with a slow rhythm and serious melody. The girl is saying to her sweetheart, sun is almost down and evening is approaching. Come to see me, my sweetheart. And then happily she repeats words. She fell in love with him because he's so young and good-looking. And the boy answers, across the river, across the waters, I'll come to see you, my dearest. Then joyfully he adds, dark browns, Kazakh hairs, and he was born to be loved by the girls. Now that's the first song. Next song is Let's Ring. It's a marching song and very patriotic. Let us ring together. Let us sing together this happy song. Let us demonstrate to our adversaries that the strength and desire is within us. The yoke of oppression is broken and better times are coming. Let us demonstrate that in our veins Ukrainian blood is flowing, and to fight for freedom, truth, understanding, we are always ready. All right. And before I sing for you, let me introduce our choir directors, Mrs. Alicia Buczynski and the piano player Greg Buczynski. So here's Mrs. Buczynski. And now a dance by the two brothers, Stephen and Kenny, who really are dancing again a variety of boys' steps, and who really enjoying themselves and bring this to you. So he's Kevin and Steve Casco. Let's have music.
Thank you all very much. Jay, I'm sorry we didn't get to introduce us here. These guys got excited. They can't wait. They just love picking so much. And we're the Valley Grass, and we're glad to be here. We hope you enjoy the bluegrass and having a good time at the Folk Festival. I know we are having a great time. We hope you enjoy the songs. We're going to start off with a couple of gospel bluegrass numbers. We try to include gospel on most of our sets, especially on Sunday. Y'all about ready to try a little number here? Holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there shall be as the angels are holding up this ladder for me.
There's a mansion being built for me somewhere in glory land, and this ladder that I'm climbing, it's all part of the plan. The angels keep on telling me, keep climbing, don't stop. There's a crown of life waiting for you when you reach the top. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there shall be as the angels are holding up this ladder for me. As we climb this gospel ladder, we're always heeding every sign. I know my Savior's with me, he's teaching me to climb. I can hear the angels begging, keep climbing, don't stop. There's a crown of life waiting for you when you reach the top. They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there shall be as the angels are holding up this ladder for me.
Right, thank you all. Thank you very much. We sure appreciate it. Us hillbillies like that very much. And we appreciate it. Make y'all feel at home here. We do another. This is an old gospel, kind of an old style country gospel bluegrass mountain number called The Old Country Preacher. We're going to let Bill kick it off on the fiddle. But we got to give the band your time to tune up on this one. I'm sorry. Forgive me there, Mike.
Just an old country preacher with a Bible in his hand, preaching out the gospel truth as we all understand, with a great big smile upon his face and a handshake that is grand. Just an old country preacher with a Bible in his hand. If you're seeking for the blessed spirit in your heart and soul, get to know that little preacher, he's a living down the road. He's just a little humble man that God is working through. Just an old country preacher, now he's praying now for you. Just an old country preacher with the Bible in his hand, preaching out the gospel truth as we all understand, with a great big smile upon his face and a handshake that is grand. Just an old country preacher with the Bible in his hand. You could see him in his little church, how humbly now he prays. For our boys in war and battle, God, please lead the way. And his tear-stained Bible is a symbol that we're praying for. Like our old country preacher, you can hear him near and far. Just an old country preacher with the Bible in his hand, preaching out the gospel truth as we all understand, with a great big smile upon his face and a handshake that is grand. Just an old country preacher with the Bible in his hand. Just an old country preacher with the Bible in his hand.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to get on the bluegrass instrumental track here and let the banjo picker pick one called the Shenandoah Breakdown. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Slow down just a little bit. Do an old Bill Monroe number called Blue Moon of Kentucky. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone. It said goodbye. It was on a moonlit night. The stars are shining bright. And they whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone. It said goodbye. It was on a moonlit night, the stars are shining bright, and it whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone, left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone, said goodbye. It was on the moonlit night, and Lord, the stars are shining bright. And he whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone, left me blue. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. Billy, what's going on? You ready to pick over there?
Yeah, I reckon so.
You woke up over there. Right. Let's try a little Uncle Pan.
Well, the people come from far away, they dance all night till the break of day. Collarwood holler, dozy down, and up and was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, like the band played the fiddle, Lord, how it bring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Well, you know the soldiers' joy, and then they play the Boston Boy. And the greatest of all was Jenny Lind, and knew that's where his feeling began. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Ben played the fiddle, Lord, had it rain. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pen was called away. Hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played the fiddle on high ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played the fiddle on high ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Give him a background on some of those tunes.
Some of those tunes?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it?
Kevin Stone.
afraid to talk to these people, man. I'm not used
I'll give them a background on that last one we just played. I know all about that.
Don't make it too long, though.
Okay, well, that was written by Bill Monroe.
Oh. Shenandoah Breakdown, the earlier instrumental we did, was another Bill Monroe instrumental.
Yeah. Incidentally, I wasn't through.
Blue Moon of Kentucky was, too.
Yeah, that's right. Blue Moon of Kentucky, Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe, as you know, is the father of bluegrass music.
Really?
And that one, Uncle Penn, was written about his Uncle Penn. How do you say it? Vandiver? Vandiver
something,
or something
that
like that.
Close.
He was an old fiddle player when Bill Monroe was a little boy. I guess that was back in the early 1900s or something.
I guess he raised him.
I guess he did.
He lived with his uncle. Lived with his uncle.
So that's the name of that tune.
What about that gospel tune? That was an old Carl Story number.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he write that or did he just play it? Glenn, you know?
No, I don't. Okay. You guys didn't tell me I was going to have to talk up here. No. Yeah, that was a Carl Story. That was an old Carl Story number. I don't know if he wrote it or not, Mike, old country preacher. But it's a good song. I like it. That's all I know about it. All right. Okay, we're going to do a little number here about this old guy in the park that we met there one time, and he couldn't see nothing, and he was just a nice old guy, and he's got a little few things to say, and this is a little story about the old man here.
He's a philosopher.
All right, that's what he was. Met an old man in the park and I talked with him till dark, just to listen to the stories he could tell. Even though he lost his sight, well, you can make him laugh or cry, and he often had these words he left with me.
Are the leaves still painted green? Do the birds still look the same? Do the old dogs sleep all day? And the old man smiled at me and walked away.
I went back to walk around, but the old man can't be found. Still see his carvings on his wooden cave. Though he'll never be back again, well, I'll remember my old friend and the very last words that he left with me.
Are the leaves still painted green? Do the birds still look the same? Do the old dogs sleep all day? And the old man smiled at me and walked away. Are the leaves still painted green? Do the birds still look the same? Do the old dogs sleep all day? And the old man smiled at me and walked away.
Thank you again. Appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot.
Well, I was born in the Southland.
When?
20-some odd years ago, Lord, Lord.
I'm a liar, too. I exaggerate every now and then.
And I ran away for the first time when I was 33 years old. I'm a freeborn man. My home is on my back. I know every inch of highway and every foot of back road and every mile of railroad track. Well, I got this worn-out guitar, and I carry an old tote sack. I get off about 100 times, and I always get it back. I'm freeborn man. My home, it's on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, and every mile of railroad track. Got a woman in Cincinnati, got a woman in San Antonio. Always loved a girl next door, but any place is home. I'm freeborn man. My home, it's on my back. I know every inch of highway and every foot of back road and every mile of railroad track.